This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, wahda. Wassalatu wassalamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. Amma ba'du fa'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal insana khuliqa halu'a. Idha massahu ash-sharru jazu'a. Wa idha massahu al-khayru manu'a. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. My dear respected elders and brothers, it seems we are living in a time, especially now, where there is great anxiety, great frustration, stress, because of the halat, because of the situation we find ourselves in. And undoubtedly, with regard to what is happening in terms of corona and the COVID-19 is part of that. Daily we are seeing people and hearing about people who are becoming ill. We are hearing and seeing about people who are passing away. Just yesterday I lost a very dear and near friend who was my hamsabak, who studied with me, Hazrat Maulana Shabir Ahmad Qazi, rahmatullah alayhi, may Allah ta'ala fill his qabr with noor. So because of that, there's a certain degree of apprehension, there's a certain degree of maybe to some extent even going to despair. And this is very unfortunate because we are not supposed to be like that. Allah Ta'ala in the Holy Quran, He says, so innal insana khuliqa halwa'a. Insan is very, very impatient. Very impatient. He's got no sabr. Idha massahu al-khayru manu'a, when Allah gives him any good, then he is miserly. He doesn't like to spend, he becomes proud and arrogant. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ جَزُوعًا. And when things don't go his way, he becomes despondent. So this, Allah Ta'ala says, is not the way of a believer. إِنَّهُ لَا يَيْأَسُ مِنْ رَوْحِ اللَّهِ إِلَّا الْقَوْمُ الْكَافِرُونَ. The believer never ever loses hope in the mercy of Allah. It is only a disbeliever, someone who doesn't believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loses hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ummat mein is waqt kuch bechaini ki ek shadeer لہر دور رہی ہے. کچھ کرونا کی وجہ سے ہم روز دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ لوگ جو ہے نا بیمار ہو رہے ہیں, کسی کی جان اور کسی کو موت لاحق ہو رہی ہے. تو اس کی وجہ سے کچھ نہ کچھ بے چینی, اور یہ ایک بدقسمتی ہے, کیونکہ قرآن میں اللہ تعالیٰ نے فرمایا انہ لا یأس من روح اللہ الا القوم الکافرون, کہ نا امیدی کفر کا شعار نہ کہ مؤمن کا شعار قرار دیا ہے. مؤمن کبھی نا امید نہیں ہوتا. So we have to keep this in mind. اور ان حالات میں ہمیں کیا کرنا چاہیے, آج ہم چند گزارشات آپ کے سامنے پیش کر رہے ہیں. What are we supposed to do in such a situation? What are the ways? What can we do? Just few things that we will present in front of you. Right? One of the things that we should perhaps always consider, take every one of our concerns, take every one of our tension, take every one of our concerns, take every one of our worries and turn it into a dua in front of Allah Ta'ala. Turn it into resignation and tawakkul in front of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. This is very important. Har tanav aur har pareshani ko dua mein badal de. In halat ko Allah Ta'ala ke samne supurgi ka ek zariya samjhe. Let us turn towards Almighty Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala more than any time before. A mu'min in the time of difficulty, he turns towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَزْبُهُ. Whoever relies upon Almighty Allah, Allah ta'ala becomes sufficient for him. جو بھی اللہ ta'ala کے اوپر توکل کرے, اللہ ta'ala ان کے لئے کافی ہو جاتا ہے. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ. Whoever fears Allah, whoever takes into account Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whoever fears Allah, whoever regards Allah in front of him, يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. Allah Ta'ala makes a way out of him from every difficulty. Now there are many du'as that we can read. Morning, evening du'as, there are a lot of kitabs. There are du'as that we are supposed to read in the morning. Every morning when we get up, let us learn to remember Allah. Let us learn to put our trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Such beautiful du'as, our ulama in the sunnah tells us. Read every morning, Bismillah alladhi la yadurru ma ismihi shay'un fil ardi wala fis sama. Oh Allah, in your name, nothing can hurt me. Nothing can harm me. In this world, in the earth. And there are many du'as. Du'a ki kitab mein bahut se du'a likhi hai. صبح کے دعائیں، شام کے دعائیں، اس کو خوب ہر روز پڑھا کریں. And just to make it easy, I will give you three types of duas that we are supposed to read. مختصر سا دعا، three very short and brief duas that I would like to recommend. یا حی یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث. O Hayyun Qayyum, the one who is eternal, the one who is ever, the one who is, everything happens because of his power. Right? Bi rahmatika nastaghith. We, O Allah, we beg and plead upon you for your rahmat. Ye ek dua, uska wird karta rahe. We always read this dua wherever we can. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, bi rahmatika nastaghith. The second dua that I would like to recommend, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel. Ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. The second type of dua that we read, Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Oh Allah, you are sufficient for us. You are the best of all guardians. Allah, aap hamare liye kafi hai. Aap sabse behtareen nigahban. Sabse behtareen nigahban aap hi to hai. So the second dua, read constantly. Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel, ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Third, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. No power, nothing can happen without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. کوئی قوت نہیں، کسی کے کچھ نہیں چلتا، صرف اللہ تعالیٰ کے چلتا ہے. سو یہ تین دعائیں اب ہمیشہ پڑھا کرے، ہر روز جب بھی فرصت ملے اس دعا کو پڑھا کرے. وٹ ایور یو گیٹ اے ٹائم، ریڈ دیز تھری دعاز. یا حیو یا قیوم برحمتک نستغیث، لا حول ولا قوۃ الا باللہ، اینڈ دا تھرڈ حسبنا اللہ ونعم الوکیل، نعم المولا ونعم النصیر. سو واٹ وی آر سیئنگ، دا فرسٹ تھنگ از ٹرن اور وری، ٹرن اور اینگزائٹی، turn our concerns into a dua. The second thing is, let us fulfill our responsibility. Jo hamare upar zimmedari hai usko apnaye. Whatever we are supposed to do, we have to do. Tirmizi Sharif has made mention of this very amazing type of hadith, which everyone knows about it. But let us give you the background with regard to it. A villager, he came in the presence of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A baddu, he came in the presence of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he left his camel without tying it. He left his camel without tying it. And he came in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, why didn't you tie your camel? He said, no, I trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, first go and tie your camel, then trust in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. جو اپنے ذمہ داری ہیں اس کو ضرور اپنائیں. اسباب کو اختیار کرتے ہوئے اپنے ذمہ داری اور کردار کو اپنائیں. جو ہمیں بتایا گیا اس کو اپنائیں. وٹ ایور ٹائپ آف اسباب اینڈ مینس وی ہیو بین ٹولڈ، لیٹ اس فلفل دوز مینس. اف دا ڈاکٹرز ہیو ٹولڈ اس سرٹن تھنگز ٹو سٹے اوے فرام کووڈ، لیٹ اس اڈاپٹ اٹ. ڈونٹ ٹرائی اینڈ بی ٹو پراؤڈ اینڈ ایروگنٹ. یو نو ایروگنس لیڈس ٹو ڈاؤن فال. آپ تکبر نہ اپنائیں. جو ہمیں بتایا گیا اس کے اوپر عمل کریں. اس میں جو ہے نا، کسی نے کہا شاید ہو سکتا ہے کہ غلط ہے، لیکن کم از کم یہ ہے کہ ڈاکٹروں نے بتایا کہ یہ کرے، اس کو اپنائے. اینڈ آفٹر وی، وٹ ایور وی نیڈ ٹو ڈو، لیٹ اس فلفل آور ریسپانسبلٹی. تو اپنے ذمہ داری اور کردار کو اپنائے. اینڈ آفٹر دیٹ وی لیو اٹ ان دی ہینڈز آف اللہ تعالیٰ. اپنانے کے بعد اللہ تعالیٰ کے اوپر حالات کو چھوڑ دیں. آفٹر فلفلنگ آور ریسپانسبلٹی اینڈ فلفلنگ آور مینس، دین وی لیو ان دی ہینڈز آف آلمائٹی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ. Things do not happen by your whims and fancy and choice. And the world is not running by what you think must happen. The world will run according to the decisions of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is our responsibility? Do what you are supposed to do and leave the matter in the hands of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the second thing. The third thing, five times a day, leave all your responsibilities. Leave all your concerns. Leave all what we will call sometimes your lafras. Leave all your activities. And leave, put it aside. Put it one side. And turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with utmost humility. Five times a day. Just whatever you are doing, the moment you hear the time for salat, put away your things. Go in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever you can, whatever your situation, put away all your responsibilities, put away all your concerns, put away all your activities, and turn towards Almighty Allah. And in that time, and this is something unfortunate, that even that time when we are still busy in front of Allah, we're still thinking. You know, the phone is also with us. We're still seeing the messages, everything. Five times a day, put everything aside for some time. That particular time, show complete and utmost submission and complete concentration in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To din mein 5 martaba duniya aur unko lawazimat ko piche chhod de, aur Allah ke samne gir giraye. So the third thing that we are supposed to do, turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala 5 times a day. The fourth thing, and this is very important, my dear respected brothers. You know, in front of Allah ta'ala, we don't show bravery. We show only humility. Don't show bravery and arrogance in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I don't know why I feel that perhaps we have in this whole particular episode and in this whole particular scenario, we have become arrogant. We have become proud. It is almost as if many people have been trying to challenge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's so sad. Hum Allah ta'ala ke samne aajizi ikhtiyar kare. Allah ta'ala ke samne had darmi. Aur Allah ta'ala ke samne hum beja bahaduri na dikhaye. Ek ajeeb waqia likha hai, very amazing incident. Qari Taib sahab rahmatullah alayh, I've read this on, you know, in his malfuzat, in his statements. He said one buzruk, one pious person, went to go and visit another pious person who was sick. And this pious person who was sick, he was in pain. He was in pain. Us shadid taklif mein tha. Aur us shadid taklif mein keh raha hai, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillah, he's reading alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. That the other pious person told this person, bhai ye aap taklif ke waqt alhamdulillah kehne ki jagah nahi hai. This is not the time to read alhamdulillah. Now is the time to show humility in front of Allah Ta'ala. Now ask and plead to Allah for forgiveness and mercy. Not for you to go and say and show that how great you are in front of Allah Ta'ala and showing pride and arrogance or showing a certain degree of independence in front of Allah Ta'ala. Now is not the time. Even Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah in the Holy Quran has made mention, wa ayyuba idh nada rabbahu anni massani yadur wa anta arhamur rahimin. And remember the time when Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam was in difficulty, he was in pain and he was sick. Unhone kya kaha? Arhamur rahimin. Oh, the one who has the most merciful of all those who show mercy. So at the time of situations like this, don't go and tell Allah, hum to tawakkul wale hain. Hamare paas to bara yaqeen hai. But ye aisa work nahi hai. Don't go and say that we have got too much. In front of Allah, in front of other people, we always make dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma kfini bi halalika an haramik wa agnini bi fadlika amman siwak. Oh Allah, do not make me dependent upon any human being. Do not make me dependent upon any human being. But in front of Allah, we are dependent upon Allah. We will come in front of Allah like beggars, like small children who are crying in front of their parents, even with greater humility and with greater type of ajizi, we will come in front of Allah Ta'ala. So this is, and lastly I will say, make extreme kindness and muhabbat and mercy to people. This is not the time for you to score points. This is not the time for you to score points over people. Logon ke saath be intiha shafqat aur mehrmani ka bartav kare.
This guy's blocked the whole way. Masjid is having a major problem there.
Brothers, this unfortunately there is a VW Golf JS87ZA who has blocked the entire road. Whoever it is, go immediately now and go and take it before the people go and take it out themselves. Please, whoever's car it is, without any stigma, don't feel shy. Just go out and go and take your car out because it has blocked the entire road. So inconsiderate. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. The fifth thing, and this is important, now is a time for us to show utmost kindness and sympathy to people. Don't stigmatize people. Whoever has got illness, those who are ill, by show kindness. Don't go and score points. Logon ke saath be intiha shafqat aur mehrbani ka bartav karo. Go show extreme kindness. Show compassion. Unfortunately, even in a time like this, we are busy having debates and arguments to see who can score points over one another on social media. Even on a time like this, when people are dying, when people are in difficulty, people are having great amount of turmoil in their lives, they are having difficulty in their lives, and yet, instead of showing kindness and consideration and sympathy, we are still busy arguing. ہمارے رائے آپ کی رائے سے بہتر ہے. مائی ویو از بیٹر دین یور ویو. مائی اوپینین از بیٹر دین یو. پٹ آل آف دیٹ اسائڈ ناؤ. Leave everything aside. In a time like this, when the ummah is in difficulty, the ummah is in crisis, show bear intiha muhabbat, show kindness, show muhabbat, show love, show mercy. Leave all other things aside. Leave whether you are right or wrong. And in this particular way, these are five things that I can say that are of such great importance in the time that we are, you and I, are living in. Let me very briefly make mention with regard to it. In every care and concern, turn it into a dua. Secondly, fulfill your responsibility and your means which you are supposed to fulfill. Five times a day, leave everything aside. Go and turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you take out that time, take it exclusively out to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put aside all other activities and all other consideration. Only turn towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't show any type of pride and arrogance. Show complete humility. Show complete humility in front of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and show the greatest amount of kindness, mercy, compassion and sympathy to people. You know, I just read an amazing statement of Ali radiallahu ta'ala this morning. You know, in one of the books of Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala says, a person who has kindness will never backbite. A person who has kindness will never backbite. Shafqat aur meherbani ghibat ka khatma kar deti hai. Ali radiallahu ta'ala ka maqoola. And the reason why we have so much of backbiting is because we don't have kindness. So kindness, it takes away backbiting. And the day we backbite because we don't have kindness and compassion and mercy and sympathy to people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq of fulfilling these few types of advices, which I feel from our elders and our ulama who have written, which are of extreme importance. May Allah give us a tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.